Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wayne.
Greetings to all of you. I am Richard Wayne, and this is 3 Good Minutes. We hope this moment will be one of inspiration, reflection, and hope for your life. I served a church in San Diego, California for a period of 5 years, and I had known that way back in the year that I was born, there was a minister by the name of Shirley Shaw, a man's name, Shirley Shaw, who was the minister there. And his son was the famous Robert Shaw, the choral conductor. Robert Shaw came to town one time to conduct the San Diego Symphony Orchestra. And I was able to, through a friend, get a contact to meet with him following the concert. And so there I stood with this famous conductor of great choral music. And I said to him, you know, I am glad to be with you and remind you that I'm serving the church that your father had and the church that you grew up in. And we did some small chat. And then I said to him, Robert, do I not understand correctly that you at one time decided to go into the ministry? He responded, oh, absolutely. And he said, then I awakened to the fact that everything on God's side has been done. So I decided that I would make vocal music in praise of all that God has given, including his marvelous grace. And that's where I have dedicated my life, in that particular direction. If you want great inspiration, you can pick up the Rachmaninoff Vespers conducted by Robert Shaw in great praise of God. I share this from my dear friend, Robert Farrar. Capon is something that I think Robert Shaw knew very well. Grace cannot prevail until our lifelong certainty that someone is keeping score, that that idea has run out of steam and collapsed. Robert Capon wrote the first and the last word about the grace of God, his book Between Noon and Three. I recommend it. He said, the coming of Jesus signaled the end of religion. He established once and for all a right relationship between us and God, and there is nothing you can do to earn it, deserve it, or revoke that which has been given. I say way too many times, when that is the first and last word of the church, you will have to come to church early on Sunday in order to find a seat as we join hands to sing and praise God for all that has been given. This has been 3 Good Minutes. I'm Richard Wing, wishing you all the best.
Good Minutes with Dr. Richard Wing publishes new podcast episodes every Thursday. See you next week.